Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us. Welcome to this edition of Umjolo and Sex Podcast, the Youth Month Edition. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Pelo, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I am 3 years away from not qualifying to be a youth person in South Africa, according to their terms, but I know a person who has now, she's a full adult now in South Africa. She's the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oh, Skumi, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
And I'm no longer a youth.
No, you're not.
I'm preparing for senior citizenship now.
Yeah. You're staring down the barrel. Are you good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're trying to inject the show with that youth exuberance, trying to inject it with that jamizikwa, because today we're talking all things youth, because since here... We just celebrated a Youth Day and on Wednesday, and then we decided that, no, let's just talk all things young people today. What are we talking about today, Oskhemi?
Today, I'm out of my depth, and okay. I'll probably be silent for most of the show because I have absolutely nothing to contribute to this.
Wow.
No. This is not my cup of tea, but wow. I know other people, they like to sip on this tea, and it's fine, no judgment.
Okay.
Yeah. Today we're talking about dating my 2000.
No, I young be some 1000.
Do you understand what that means?
I know.
These people are old enough to be my kids.
Yes.
So that's why I feel I'm out of my depth, because this is nothing. I know nothing about this. And it sounds like it could be a lot of mental gymnastics.
Yeah, it's gonna be quite a show today. So we're gonna be talking about a life in a relationship with a 2000. In other words, somebody who's born after the year 2000, the year 2000 that is. They're known as AMA 2000, otherwise known as Generation Z or Gen Z as they call them. We're going to be having a conversation around that, you know. How does it look like? A lot of us see AMA 2000 on TikTok and all these social media platforms. Everything is fasty. Everything is just dancing. Everything is explicit. Everything is just, the energy is just on 1000. So we actually then bought a 2000 to have a conversation with them, just for them to then enlighten us, explain to us their lives.
These are people who don't know what a landline is.
These are the people who were born post the inception of Facebook and Mixit, and they don't know those things.
They don't know what a landline is.
Okay. So we're going to have a...
It blows my mind.
Yep. So we're going to have a conversation with such people. People who... born after technology.
Yeah.
We're going to be having those conversations. And just really looking at it to say, you know... Are the misconceptions or are the pre-misconceptions that exist, are they true? One such person who's going to be having a conversation with us is a dancer by profession. You have to go on her social media platforms to check. She's got all the moves of Africa, by the way. She'll share her social media platforms during the conversation where you can be following her. But otherwise, it's somebody who highly, highly is insightful. And at times, I doubt that she is a 2000 when you prick her brain as far as things of the matter, and that is the brain, are concerned. On the line, we have... Unontlantla Maduna. Those who know her as Puna. Puna, welcome to Mtholo and Sex Podcast.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
Sweet, no extra sugar, just enough to make the honey jealous. How are ya?
I'm good.
So, we're talking about...
Honestly... Ntlantla or Nontlantla?
Kinontlantla.
Nontlantla, how are you?
Yeah. I'm good.
Do you know what a landline is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, when I look 2000, then it's sharp.
We're talking about being in a relationship with a 2000, right? Last time I checked, I could be wrong. You were in a relationship. If I'm correct, you will fix me if I'm not. Or what is a life? What is a life of a 2000 relationship like? Is it lento esicabanga ukuthi I am out nabo, it's groove all the way, catch aiva, gupes gompete, yonkinto nje is on 1,000, yonkinto ile pezu. Is it true?
Okay, yes, it's true. First, I'm going to generalize the whole matter, now.
Yes.
Dating at 2,000 is very problematic. It's consuming because okay. we go through this adolescent stage, we energetic, we very draining, ne? We're very draining because we need all this attention, and one minute we angry, next minute like we're very childish, I could say, you know.
Oh. This is over 2000 guys, yes. By the way. Yes.
We're very childish, I could say, ne? Because you as a 2000, you never know what to think. You never know what to think. You always need. One way or another, you always need someone to think for you, to guide you, tell you what to do. So if you are in a relationship with the 2000, funege, be strong mentally and physically and be able to guide me and support me on what to do and how to do it. If I'm wrong, correct me, you know, because it's very straining financially, emotionally, and physically. Well, for me, I don't party. I don't go out. I don't really have friends. Yes, I'm in a relationship and I have my mistakes, but I'm growing in them because of the partner I have. And he understands that I am young. I'm a 2K and I have to go through all these stages of doing wrong things, you know. All he has to do is to shape me, guide me and support me and let me go through it, you know. But I would say that it's very problematic and we really don't know what we're doing.
Oh my gosh, I love your honesty.
But it's so insightful, right?
It is. Like, I love her honesty, especially when she says it's problematic.
Yep, it gets problematic. You spoke about, and I love, Wuti, you were honest with yourself. We did a mirror approach to say that, yeah. Nami, there are flaws that I have.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the person that you're dating obviously is older than you.
Yeah.
How do you become better? Because you are a different 2000. If you're speaking to, I mean, just the honesty, the level of maturity, the level of your insights generally. And this is not to generalize, but I'm a 2000's priority. You touched on them. It's just to go to mele gwenze, yonkinto mele zitume, las duma kona mele zitume, lak mele kanja kona gya hanja. But how do you as unontlantlapuna then ensure that you become different from the normal perception of a 2000?
But I listen. I'm a good listener. I listen and I learn from my mistakes. For you to listen, you have to learn, and you have to listen to understand, isn't about jealousy, and know that they're not saying them, uguchi, ungahambi ngoba banomona or babafuni. But listen because they want to see a better person of you in any case, you know. So I listen. I would say listening is a skill, not a talent. So I feel like listening, yezoenza ukuthi ukhule. Mm-hmm. Listen, kula baba phambi, because indlela uyithola kula baba phambi. So listening to me is what is important.
Oshoro le 2000 mar.
She is.
I'm sure.
Like you sound so mature.
So like so strong, eh? So
yeah.
So all things together, all things zihlangane, zonke izinto ziya communicate. Nonetheless, I must talk about this. I know it might be a contentious thing because of age, but unfortunately or fortunately, I'm a 2000 are engaging in sexual activity, and it's a norm we can't run away from. I just want to know from you, What's your stance in terms... Oh, let me not say what's your stance. Let me rather than say... is sexual activity, I'm at 2000. Is it what they say it is? Because it seems like you guys are like nuert on a Monday, yep, month end. Guppies. Yonkinto e.
And why all the nudity?
Yes. Why mele go reveal we? Yonkinto mele bum shot in. Literally like, the bum is out. Cleavage. Accent at cleavage because you can actually see.
You can see everything.
You can see everything.
So, are you asking me that? Why are...
I'm at 2000. Nudity.
2000 revealing themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too revealing, by the way.
I'm not judgmental on how my age group dance, name, dresses. But, like, I feel like maybe that's how they express themselves. But mostly, I would say, from what I see, it's just attention and wanting to feel... what it feels like being attractive to other guys. It's all about attraction. It's all about attraction. I'm saying this because of the friends I have or the company that I hang around with.
Who is looking at me to think, are we sure, 2000 lil or...
I know, right? Like the level of maturity is I'm impressed.
It's impressive, right? Yeah. But I suppose women mature faster than men. So we shouldn't be surprised with this. Not that we're celebrating young people, obviously. It's Youth Month. I know maybe I don't know in terms of your history, if you do history in terms of the syllabus, you know the significance of this month and in looking at what happened in 1976. Khumi was saying you might not even know the telephone. I don't even know if they might even know Tsetse Mashinini, the person, Hector Peterson, who's been carried in that picture. All they know is that
they don't know why there's Youth
Day. You understand? So I'm saying to you, you sound like the different 2000. Very self-assured, very reserved, focused, and if there's something you could change, Guma 2000, especially in terms of habits in relationships, habits in terms of their sexual activity and all those things, what would you change and why?
I would change the fact that bafunugenza is into abazibonayo in the social media, the pressure, they feel like they're pressured to do something. So I would firstly like to change that because I feel like everything starts there. What you see, it's what you put into your mind and then you want to implement it real life, you know. So I'd love to change that firstly because it's what's ruining how we think and how we see things. We're easily pressured into doing something even when you're not, but because the society makes you think that you're entitled to do it or you have to do it, then yeah. But I would do that, and because I sometimes wish that I had duplicates of myself so I could go around preaching what I'm saying right now, you know, because I feel like a lot of people need to hear it, but at the same time I don't have the ability to do so. But the platform, and yeah,
I also wish there were duplicates of you, honestly. Like we need more young people like you.
It's refreshing. It's refreshing. It's just so amazing. You touched on in a world where social media is such an influence, right? You go on TikTok.
Yeah.
Everybody wants, we work with clickbait. You know, everybody wants something that's going to make everybody to take note. Everybody wants something that's going to make me trend. And some of these things, speak to who we are and what we are, you know, and I think, you know, whilst we celebrate Youth Month, and I have my reservations with government and what they do in terms of empowering and ensuring that we have a lot of people like Nontlantla in terms of mindset and in terms of shifting the minds. I have a reservation to say that partly also the way society is structured, it's inevitable that we're going to have AMA 2000 that are going to be everywhere conquering. You're going to be, it's inevitable. Yeah. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. Yeah. I mean, one study that got to me before we conclude, SAB did a study. For every street in Soweto, there are 2 taverns per street. So what are you saying?
Wow.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
Yeah, 2 what?
2 taverns or 2 places where you can buy alcohol. So what are you saying, Utini? What are you saying?
Mark value one.
Before you go, you are a dancer. You kick butt in terms of dance moves. One, where can people get a hold of you on social media platforms to understand what you move, your brain moves like how your body does? Secondly, and most importantly, your message to all young people in this youth month, particularly focusing obviously on matters zama umjolo and sex.
Okay. Well, I'm a dancer, mm-hmm. and you can get me on Instagram. It's Legend Martina, mm-hmm. very well known as the Legend.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the only one. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. So you can get me on Instagram. And my message to all young people, to all 2000s, Generation Z, right?
Yes.
Generation Z, is that be you. For now, focus on your studies, push through your studies, and then uzohlangana nako phambili. Set your priorities straight.
Okay. It's sad that our ruling party does not have a youth league. It's sad.
Yeah, we need more people like that.
It's sad. This is a precedent for youth league.
Yeah.
This is a youth league precedent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm still young. Oshumi, if you impress Oshumi, then clearly the future is definitely
she's aligned. She's the one.
Sis Matuna, siyabonga kakhulu for isikhatsako. Thank you so much for your time, your insights. Keep shining. I know you're in grade 11. 5 to grade 12. May the good Lord bless you, bless your studies, and may everything that you want to achieve, may you achieve it and maintain the sanity that you have with your brain.
Thank you very much. I was happy to be called on to the show. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Atlanta.
Bye.
Cheers. Absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Absolutely.
Very, very bright young lady.
Are you surprised though? Oshumi, are you surprised?
I am. You know the one thing I hate, Kama 2000? They made dating our fathers fashionable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, back in the day when I was younger, there were people who were dating older men.
But it was a secret, no?
Yes, they hid it.
No,
they were not apparent. Out and about, and they were not proud of it. You know what I'm saying? But now these young ones.
You know, for me, it's a gift and a curse, I suppose, with the two. Because I think their bravery, for me, always amazes me. Because I look at someone like a Kamumpela, for instance. Mm. It's just that raw energy.
Absolutely, I admire that about
you know, just that the ability to not be scared of of.
Oh no!
You know, but at the same time, like you're saying, that very tenacity that they possess is a curse because they end up idolizing the things that they don't, and they put the tenacity in terms of the wrong things at the forefront. Mm. And I also think socially they've changed things. Mm. You know. There were days where we would go and just relax on a normal, regular basis. Now you have to literally wait for Sunday because you know, Khore, between Monday and Saturday, bakona omunye phezu komunye tafuleni, and you know, and I think, you know, as we conclude, we have to give them the space. We have to give them the music that we listen to is their time. Mm. You know, my piano is a new generational sound. It's a new energy. It suits them. You know, when you listen to its pace, when you listen to its thumpiness, when you listen to its liveness in terms of when you play it in clubs and all social scenes, that is reflective of who young people are, especially Gen Z generation, Z or AMA 2000. And I suppose we need to give them that space to be that. But as Buna touched on, at some point we have to then ensure that who they are is not lost. Because I think in all of their behavior, they lose bits and pieces of themselves.
You know, I agree with you, Lydna. I admire their can-do attitude. It's very admirable. They're not scared.
Yeah.
And I think they are what Mandela envisioned.
Yes.
For the country, you know, where everybody will be free to be who and what they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what freedom is. And AMA 2000, they embody that.
Yep.
They embody the freedom that our parents and our grandparents and all those who came before us fought for, you know, because they were literally born free.
Yep.
You know, but at the same time, Kifilagore, they need to bring back the clone.
Just basic human principles.
They need to bring back the clone, because it's one thing to have the world at your feet and to live however way you want to, but it's another, like you said, they're getting lost. It's like we need to bring back the clone, my family.
Yeah, and I think our conversation was just to get into the mind of them, what they think about, how they're thinking. Relationship-wise, what's their take on it? Because, as I was saying, whether we like it or not, parents, people who are listening, these people are engaging in relationships, they're dating, they're having sex.
And seriously, if you are in your late 30s or early 2000,
you know, it's difficult. You know, I was looking at, and I don't know if it's true or not, because it might not be part of this conversation, but it's the same principle. Apparently, a certain sports presenter who is very old in terms of their age is dating somebody half their age.
Amen.
So I don't know, and hence I'm saying, you know, maybe age is indeed just a number.
At 38, you are 50. Who are 38? Or 2000?
Yeah, I get it.
Somebody who's old enough to be your grandchild.
Yeah, I get it, because
that's just pedophilic behavior. You need to be shot in the town square. Oh, like, yeah. Honestly, oh. No. No.
Oh.
Not how old, but I've seen somebody little clone. Ah, man.
Oh, course.
Imagine at 50 Jalunga. Ah, man. Yes.
Guys, let's take this Ahaman to our social media platforms. Go vent there. Hopefully, Khumi will calm down by then, because it really got her worked up. Khumi, where can people Ahaman on this matter and many others on our social media platform?
No, they must just tell us what they think when they log on to Facebook at Daily Sun. Or they can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, they can find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you can be able to get this and many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to Buna Nontlantla Maduna for her amazing insights. And once again, everybody, just an insight to share with you. Please make sure, guys, you are, if you're engaging in, hey, winter, hey, guys, so when it's cold and all of a sudden it gets dark and you start lighting candles, it might just get kinky. Please make sure that you're safe and ensure that you're wearing your condoms. Guys, get yourself vaccinated if vaccination is your thing. If not, guys, we are still adhering to all regulations, especially if you are indoor. Please wear your mask and make sure that you are sanitized and your social distance. I sound like some PSA, right?
And also, Nayambora.
Just us.
And my top role, man, we shouldn't have to tell you
to
wear condoms. My top role.
Yes.
But anyway, living mates.
Yeah, guys, please drink water. But once again, a big thank you to everybody who's listening. If you're going to see us up and about, do know that this one is speaking is Mlungisimbela, the most handsome 32-year-old. On the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiscop. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still going to see Abby, and she still does not have a cool outro. I sound like a newscaster.
Yeah, in other news. It's love and light, everybody.
You can do it in
Shop.